With You by My Side. Written by Uta Berry and read by K-Burb. This is a Legends and Lattes fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Tandri slash Viv, as well as the relationship between Cal and Pendry and Tandri and Thimble and Viv. There's a pot filled with flowers on the windowsill. Thimble's kitchen smells of chocolate and fresh milk. There are trays filled with small hearts and rabbits, cooling in the open air. Tandri wears a flower hairpin to work one morning. Each new day, she finds a different one left for her. A marguerite on her bedstand, a carnation caught on the door handle, a tulip on the pocket of her apron. Viv blushes every time she sees them, a fang poking out of her mouth as she smiles. Tandri can't resist the urge to kiss her when she does. A bird chirps outside the window, searching for crumbs. Cal installs a gnomish squeezer by the coffee machine. There are boxes of oranges and lemons under the counter. Viv exchanges her usual attire for a sleeveless shirt. The first day, Tandri's eyes keep being drawn to her muscular arms, and little pings of repressed attraction make them serve a dozen different orders wrong each. After they close the shop, the succubus drags them up to their room without bothering to clean up, tail swishing. If the next morning Viv is wearing a tall collar, it's no one's business but theirs. Rain pitter-patters against the window panes. Galena helps them cut pumpkins with vicious glee and stays for a week just to preen when customers praise the scary carvings. Tandri pores over her academic books, trying to remember why she ever thought that returning to college was a good idea. Viv's warm hands come down on her shoulders, working out the crick in her neck. Tandri moans, closing her eyes in bliss, and lets herself enjoy it and relax. When she returns to her homework, the solution isn't so hard after all. Every problem feels smaller now that she's not alone. Frost gathers on the window, reflecting the candlelight. Pendry's music turns sweet and melancholic. It's almost like other ballads, yet it brings bigger crowds in than the cold does. The night has crept up on them. Viv huddles under a blanket, cradling a coffee mug in both hands. Tandri is mumbling softly in her sleep with her head on Viv's lap. Thimble's cold feet dig into her hip. Pendry is curled on the other sofa, somehow dozing despite Cal snoring loudly close to his ear. It's been a good year. Viv has a feeling that next year will be too. The end. Recorded for Voice Team Mystery Box Scavenger Hunt, in which I do have the source material balanced on my head for the whole recording. My neck's starting to feel stiff, so... thanks, bye. Oh.